Today, this is Randy Johnston for the CPA Technology Advisor, and for my column in the trenches this month, I want to talk a little bit about storage and backup. See, I think storage and backup is not only getting more important, but it's getting more mission critical, and I need you to make a New Year's resolution to handle your data correctly. Have you ever lost a critical file? How about a whole hard drive? We have content management or paperless documents, Microsoft Office documents from productivity applications, tax and audit files, email, business management solutions, accounting files, pictures, music, more. What do all these have in common? The number of items are getting more plentiful and taking up increasing amounts of storage space in the process. Frankly, the importance of some of these items makes backup all the more important, and the lack of business need for some of these files drives the point that many of these items should not be retained at all. Regardless of the source or importance, greater amounts of storage often take longer to back up, and we just won't be able to create, store, and dispose of data in the same way as we have in the past. Appropriate retention policies will guide us when to dispose of files of all kinds. Traditional servers have two or more hard drives to duplicate the server data for safety. The most common configuration is RAID, redundant array of inexpensive disks. RAID configurations have three or more hard drives set up to replicate data across all the disks, so if one fails, then enough of the data is stored on the surviving disk that all of the data can be recreated. When the bad drive is removed, often while the system is still running, that's known as a hot swap, then the new drive has all of the data that was on the old drive recreated. This technology has worked pretty much flawlessly, except in some configurations of Dell servers containing Pertec controllers during the last few years. RAID will save most data from a catastrophic loss, but obviously doesn't protect you in the case of fire, theft, or other physical harm to the server itself. RAID can save the data most of the time, but we still have a need for backup. In the older days of computing, tape was the only viable alternate means of backup, and tape is still one of the methods we recommend for backup purposes. Hopefully you understand the importance of having multiple sets of tapes available, since tapes are prone to failure during restore, particularly when you really need the data. Two rotation methods are common: grandparent, parent, child, and the 10-tape rotation system, which has a tape for every day of the week, one for Friday, as well as rotation of tapes at the end, one for every Friday, as well as a rotation of tapes at the end of the month. This 10-tape rotation allows us to get to almost any file from the past, assuming we have a tape drive that can read the tapes available. Tapes only have a 99.6% reliability, so having more than one set of tapes helps with increasing reliability, but our experience has been if one set of tapes fails, they all tend to fail. Speed, capacity, ease of use, and now cost have all become reasons for us to consider an alternate backup method. We've always said we want a minimum of three copies of your data to ensure recovery, but today we'd prefer three to four different types of media in multiple locations in addition to sets of media like we have in Tape World. Other ways to back up include hard disks, whether in network attached storage or NASs, storage area networks or SANs, or shadow copies. Number two, optical media like Blu-ray or HD DVD or DVD or CD-ROM. Or third, off-site backups via the internet with providers or possibly at another site in your business. This data is typically stored on another NAS or server units when you use these vendors. The key vendors for backup using these methods include MaxStor, HiRely, Snap, iOmega, HP, IBM, EMC, NetApp, and PowerFile. Key vendors from a software perspective include Second Copy, Backup Exec, BMR, BrightStore, ArcServe, Backup Discovery, Disaster Recovery Option, DoubleTake, and RepliStore. Key vendors for web-based or internet backups providers include, for entry to SMB, Asus Stockade, eFolder Backup, which is one of my favorite for small businesses. That was eFolder Backup. xDrive, Go to My Files, NovaStore, and of course the offering by Intuit. For the mid-market to enterprise levels, you have Mistral and Live Vault, which is now owned by Iron Mountain, and of course Iron Mountain itself and Commvault. The formula back up from office to home is pretty straightforward. The parts include a USB drive. I happen to prefer the Maxtor units of the appropriate size, and they'll cost from $100 to $800. Right now, a 600 gig drive is about $600, and a terabyte drive is about $800. Second, you'll need software to make the copy. Second copy for about $29 is what I prefer, but if this is a business network, you can use your tape backup software, such as Backup Exec 10D. Optional but safer for number three, if the copy is being made from a business to a home, consider having a firewall in the business and a firewall in the home that both have virtual private network capability. For example, the SonicWall TZ170W in the business and the SonicWall TZ170W in home would do this job. The install of these firewalls can make these two firewalls see each other with an encrypted communication via the VPN over the internet. You should have at least this quality of firewall in your business if you're connected to the internet. The procedure for the backup is pretty straightforward. Plug the USB hard drive into your server, install a second copy on the server in the office that has all of your data, allow all of the server to be backed up, or you can choose only the data. The initial backup is much faster if it's done in the office. Number four, suspend the second copy on the server since you'll only need it occasionally in the future. Five, unplug the hard drive and take it home. Six, plug in the USB drive on your home machine. Seven, install a second copy on the machine in your home. Eight, map the server network drive in the office onto your home machine. 9, set the schedule of when you want the backup to run. It can be continuous, but we think once a day at a certain time is a better strategy. And number 10, check to make sure that the backup is completed fairly often. Setting up most of these systems will take some IT expertise, whether your technical competence is in-house or outsourced. You'll need to check the backups to make sure they contain all of your files as expected. The backups will need to be checked on an ongoing basis. For most small businesses, a combination of a removable hard drive system, Maxtor or HiRely, along with their standard backup software is a great start. After making an initial backup on site, carrying the drive to the altar site, home, or other office, and then reconnecting the backup is a common strategy. Your picture of how this should work is completely unattended nightly copy of all data, so that in the event of a disaster, all data can be retrieved and restored completely to new hardware. Think about how critical your data is to you and what it would mean to lose it all in a fire. For a relatively small investment of money and time now, such a catastrophic loss can be prevented. Why wouldn't you make your backups easier and complete today? Take care of yourself, get that data safe, and until next time, this is Razor Crest.